Again, for the record, House Bill 3458, the amendments were not ready. We would actually like to let people have an opportunity to read the amendments before we start reviewing them. We anticipate they'll be ready tomorrow morning, and we will be hearing that bill on Friday afternoon at 1. And then I know that folks just received the amendments on Senate Bill 1037, so we will be working that bill, and we will be moving forward on executive appointments and a couple of drafting and bill introductions. So I'm going to move into work session on executive appointments. Do we have to do all these separately? Yes. Okay. The chair would move the appointment of Ms. Elizabeth Harchenko to the Director of Department of Revenue. Any discussion?
Listen to how she says.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. The chair would move into work session on the Commission for the Blind and move the appointments of Frank Armstrong and Irvin Handelman. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Work session on the Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission. The chair would move the appointment of Delna Jones. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Chair would move to work session on the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Move the appointments of Hans. I'm sorry.
Of Hans?
The
Hans.
The Metzger.
You're off. There.
No, he's on.
We did?
Psychiatric.
We didn't do the Metzger bill yesterday.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. The chair would move.
To?
We're in the Psychiatric Security Review Board. I'm just trying to make sure that all the drafting and introduction requests happen today, so we won't have any more this week. The chair would move the appointment of Dr. Norwood Knight Richardson to an unexpired and new term to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Yes, Senator Shields? Yes.
I'm just trying to remember. This is the one we talked to via phone?
Yes.
Okay.
So, any objection? Hearing seeing none? So ordered. The chair would move into work session on the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training. The chair would move the appointment of Stephen Piper to the Board. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Chair would move into work session on the Commission for Women. Chair would move the appointments of Vicki Wegener and Anna Willman. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Okay. I didn't appoint carriers. I assume, Sarah Atkinson, that you would like to carry Dr. Norwood Knight Richardson's appointment. Okay. Senator Shields, I'm going to let you carry Ms. Harchenko and, frankly, all the rest so that we can do those in block. All right?
Okay.
So Shields will carry Revenue, Blind, Government Standards Practices Commission, BPSST, and Commission for Women. All right. With that, we're going to close the work session on executive appointments and open a work session on, we're missing Mr. Crean. Okay. On introductions and drafting of legislation. These are two requests. One is from the...
Hey, there's Lane Shetterly.
Oh, good. The chair of... That's not who we wanted, though, Senator Atkinson. The chair would move into work session on bill request by the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, drafting a measure related to the Medicare Modernization Act, and one for Senator Betsy Johnson regarding community input on river access. Chair would ask your support for drafting and into the motion would be for drafting and introduction of legislation. Your vote is in support is simply a vote in favor of the drafting and introduction and does not signify a vote in support of the measures, and I can guarantee you that neither one of these measures will delay the end of session. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none? So ordered. There came the last one. All right. And one last bill introduction. It's the request of Senator Metzger. It is it was in another form. It's relating to forest biomass electricity generation projects. Senator Metzger would simply like this introduced as a Senate Rules Committee bill. Again, your vote is not in favor or support of the substance of the measure, and your vote will not delay the session. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing seeing none. So ordered. You sure have made these motions very complicated, Senator Atkinson. All right.
Done.
Mr. Crane, come on up.
Crane.
Is it Crane?
Crane, yeah.
But it's spelled Crane.
It's pronounced right. It's just spelled wrong.
I'm a phonetic.
It's pronounced right.
I'm a phonetic reader.
Right.
Phonetic and phonetic.
Phonetic.
All right, Mr. Crane, fire away.
Thank you, and good morning, Chair Brown, members of the committee. I've been asked to present...
I opened a work session on Senate Bill 1037.
Yes, I've been asked to present a number of amendments to Senate Bill 1037A. You should hopefully have with you a sheet prepared by Matt Shields, the committee administrator for Senate Environment and Land Use, that lists and briefly describes the dash A4, A6, A7, A9, 10, 11, and 11 amendments. For current purposes, we will be focusing on the dash 8 through 11, and I'll take those in reverse order. The dash A11s make the most significant revisions to the bill, and then 10, 8, 9, and 8 offer you some additional policy choices. So the if you have the base bill, Senate Bill 1037, what the dash A11s do is delete everything except the tract of record piece and the claims process and judicial review, up to and including, on the very last page, page 38 of the bill, section 54, that was a tie-in to the to a House bill that that section is just going to be deleted. So we're taking out, for purposes of establishing the record here, we're deleting sections 11 through 52 and section 54. Also, that allows this bill to become effective immediately and upon passage, so we deleted section 56 and inserted an emergency clause effective on passage. Okay, moving then to the, I'm working in reverse order, so that was the dash A11s. The dash A10s delete, as you may know, Measure 37 includes exemptions for a number of types of land use regulations, including pollution regulations, the health and nuisance ordinances. Senate Bill 1037 added to that list of exemptions land use regulations that apply within the Steens Mountain Cooperative Management Area, the Heart Mountain National Wildlife, Malheur National Wildlife, and land use regulations that apply within designated scenic waterways. The dash A10s delete those two provisions, and this is on page 3 of Senate Bill 1037A, lines 3 through 7. So you'll see at the top of page 3 there, paragraphs G and H. Those would be deleted if you adopt the A10s. Moving then to the A9s, if you turn the page on Senate Bill 1037A to page 4, this gets to the issue of transferability, much discussed in Measure 37. The Attorney General and a number of other credible legal commentators believe that a claim approved under Measure 37 is not transferable. It is personal to the owner and does not attach to the property. That's based on some existing language in Measure 37 that was proposed to be removed by Senate Bill 1037. But since much of the rest of that deal is going away, the idea with the A9 amendments is to return the transferability language to its existing form. So that language is found, it's the first paragraph there at the top of page 4, lines 1 through 5. And I'll just read through it real quick as it would be amended by the A9s. Beginning there at line 1 after the comma, in lieu of paying compensation under this section, the public entity that enacted the land use regulation may waive the land use regulation or land use regulations, and here we would restore the italicized bracketed languages to allow the owner to use the property for delete a use permitted at the time or when the owner acquired the property. So on lines 3 and 4 there, we're restoring the bracketed language and deleting the bolded language. And that, if that was left in, quite frankly, it would probably make 37 waivers transferable. That's the A9 amendments.
Mr. Crane?
Yes.
At the outset of your comments on the transferability issue, I thought you said the Attorney General's, it's the Attorney General's opinion that ballot measure 37 claims are not transferable under the language of the measure as drafted. Is that what I
That's
heard
correct.
You say? Okay. Thank you.
And then the A8s would add language to the tract of record piece, section 1, at the suggestion of Richard Whitman in the Attorney General's office. Would add a paragraph F down there following line 22 on page 1 that would require the property owner who has an approved tract of record, has a tract of record application approved by the county, they would have to record a document giving up their measure 37 claims for that property. And the notion behind that is that the tract of record is an alternative to a property owner to bring in a measure 37 claim. You can either bring your measure 37 claim or you can pursue an application for a tract of, for a house on your property.
What would be the benefit of us doing this particular proposal in terms of a tract of record for folks?
Right. There are a couple of things. First, I want to point out that this would not make the tract of record the sole remedy for a person who has a Measure 37 claim. They could still pursue a Measure 37 claim if that's the avenue they chose to pursue. This is an alternative. If you want to, if all you want is a house, you could apply for a house under this provision. There are two reasons you would do so. One is, the first is, it's a land use application. If you get it approved, it's freely transferable. Most land use applications are good for 2 years, and even if you don't get on the job and get building within the 2 years and it expires, you can go ahead and apply again. So, and then if you get your land use approval to put a house on it and you sell the property, that land use decision goes with the property. So a tract of record approved dwelling under the tract of record provision would be transferable. Secondly, it's a lot faster. If you wanted to pursue a Measure 37 claim, that takes 180 days to get a decision. So then you, let's say you get your waiver. Then you turn around and you have to file the land use application that would be reviewed and approved under the standards consistent with the waiver. But that's, in a county, another 150 days. Now you're up to 330 days before you can even start pulling building permits. Under the tract of record, it's just a land use decision. It's a maximum of 150 days. You just immediately cut 6 months off the time it takes from submitting your application to getting building permits.
So this provision is no way intended to subvert delay or otherwise deny a person with a ballot measure 37 claim, is it?
That's correct. That's absolutely right. This does not cut off anybody's measure 37 rights. If you want to go the measure 37 route, you can still do that.
Okay. But as a lawyer, what advice would you give someone?
If all you want is a house on your property and you'd like to get it in this building season or this construction season, I would go under the tract of record provision. Also, if you have any desire to then to transfer it to your kids or somebody in the near future, I would go under the tract of record provision. Again, Measure 37 waivers are not transferable under current law, but the tract of record approval would be.
Okay.
So the briefly recapping then, the A11s delete everything except the tract of record provision and the claims process. The A10s take the wildlife refuge and wild and scenic river exemptions out of Measure 37 as amended in this bill. The A9s restore the existing Measure 37 language regarding transferability, and the A8s would require the attractive record owner to, if they get approval, to go ahead and give up their Measure 37 claims for that property.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Crane? All right. All right. Senator Ringo?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Do you want to work the bill?
Do you want... What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's work the bill.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the dash...
Okay.
Eight... Madam Chair?
No.
Madam Chair, would you like the amendments adopted separately?
Or a motion that would be the easiest.
Madam, I move that the we adopt the dash A8 amendments to Senate Bill 1037.
Okay. Senator Ringrose has moved the dash A8 amendments to Senate Bill 1037. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Farrielly.
Can I inquire as to when these amendments were published for distribution to the general public and interested parties?
I believe this morning, Senator Farrielly.
Madam Chairman, I think it's not been your habit to move an amendment into a bill before people have adequately had an opportunity to review the contents of that amendment, and I have two pages of questions that have been handed to me about the meaning of these amendments that I think are more properly referred to the legislative council rather than discussed at length in a public hearing.
In substance, I would probably agree with you, Senator Farrielly, but since I don't intend to move the bill today, I'm going to go ahead and move the amendments number one and number two, since they are deleting aspects of the bill rather than adding new provisions with a few minor exceptions. I think your arguments are without merit. We've been discussing the bill. I'm happy to bring Mr. Crane back up for you to answer your questions. So, go ahead and take the gavel. I'm going to go testify on some other bills.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair?
Senator Riga. I'll let him go through his questions.
Okay, with Chris Crane?
Yep, come on.
Mr. Crane, thank you. And Mr. Crane, out of consideration to you and the process, what I'll do is I'll submit these questions in writing.
Okay.
But I'll just go ahead and read them into the record if you don't mind. And with the indulgence of the rest of the committee members. Section 2, subsection 2F, there's an exception for LCDC rules relating to coastal shorelines, estuaries, and beaches and dunes. And I wondered about the definition of those areas. Are they defined by reference? And what happens in case LCDC broadens the definitions? Does it automatically change the statutes? And would Measure 37 claims be affected by that? Another question on Section 2, Subsection 5A1A, excuse me, Section 2, Subsection 5AA. We're just curious as to why Measure 37 claimants have only 180 days after the enactment of the bill. We're worried about claims that may be forced by that shortening of the time. If, for instance, an owner may be utilizing the land for natural resource production and may wish to do some division of the property in the future, it forces them to make an immediate claim. And maybe forcing some people into making claims that they wouldn't ordinarily make because they're facing the deadline. So the question would be why we're requiring applicants in state and local governments to deal with the possible rush of those claims. Also in Section 2, we're apparently eliminating attorney fee provisions.
Mr. Vice Chair, if
yes.
You wanted to answer a question, my suggestion is to ask one question at a time.
Actually, my intention is to read these questions into the record.
Okay.
And for that purpose, Mr. Crane, you really don't need to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
but yes. The idea is that he will be delivered a copy of the questions
yes.
later and have a chance to respond.
Yeah, the purpose of issuing the questions in this form is that this amendment hasn't been distributed to anybody. It's still warm. Even though it does delete some provisions of the bill, as the good chair indicated, I just don't. It has not been our habit to move amendments on the same day that they were published. I don't think there's any reason to do that now. We have a motion on the table. So,
Mr. Vice Chair, if I may, it's probably a distinction without a difference, but I believe the A11 amendments only came out this morning. The others have been available since yesterday. Again, perhaps a distinction without a difference, but it was only the A11s that were presented this morning.
Yes, and Senator Ringer, your motion was on the A11 amendment.
Well, the motion I made was on the A8, so I would also point out that the A11s was simply to revise a conflict between two, or resolve a conflict between two other amendments. So the A11s didn't inject anything new. They just tried to conform amendments.
So the your motion was on which amendments?
The A8.
The eight amendments. And those had been distributed earlier?
Yes.
Also,
I got them yesterday.
Yeah. And furthermore, that's language that has been part of discussion among the work group for a number of months.
Is there any? Did anybody testify on the A8 earlier besides the legislative council?
The chair opened a work session and asked Mr. Crane to come and present the amendments.
Is there anyone here present that wishes to testify on the A8 amendments? Hearing and seeing none. If that is the case and those amendments had been available earlier, I'd still reserve the right to submit the questions and make them part of the public record. But if the committee's decision is to go ahead and move those amendments, I would offer a courtesy vote to move those amendments. But I would ask that we do not move the amendments that were published this morning in this, in keeping with the tradition of not moving amendments immediately after they're published. So we have a motion on the floor.
Right, we do. I might go back to Jim if everyone is okay with
it. Okay, sure. Why don't you do that?
The committee is in momentary recess. Committee recessed for a few minutes. I've had copies made of the questions that I'd like to submit for the record.
Right. It's my understanding you don't want the questions answered. Is that correct?
Well, I do want the questions answered, Madam Chair, but I didn't think it was fair to ask Mr. Crane to answer the questions having not had a chance to study them.
Okay.
I did want them made part of the record, and the best way to do that is to submit them in writing, which we,
right,
which we have done, incorporated by reference. We have a motion on the table.
That's correct.
And
the motion
was
amendments.
Right, and I understand the Dash 8 amendments were published previously and discussed. And so, Madam Chair, I think the appropriate action is in your hands.
Thank you. Motion on the table to adopt the Dash 8 amendments. Any discussion? Would you please call the roll, Ms. Lowry?
Senator Bingo?
Aye.
Senator Hughes?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barry?
No.
Chair votes aye. Amendments are adopted. Senator Ringo.
I move the Dash A9 amendments to Senate Bill 1037.
Senator Ringo has moved the Dash A9 amendments to Senate Bill 1037. Any discussion? Ms. Lowry, please call the roll.
Senator Atkinson, Senator Ringo.
Aye.
Senator Scheel.
Aye.
Vice Chair Barry?
No.
Chair Graham?
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Senator Ringo.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 810 amendments to Senate Bill 1037.
Senator Ringo has moved the Dash 810 amendments to Senate Bill 1037. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Senator Atkinson, Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barry?
No.
Chair Brown?
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A11 amendments to Senate Bill 1037.
Senator Ringo has moved the Dash A11 amendments to Senate Bill 1037. Discussion?
Question.
Senator Farrielly.
Were the A11s the one that were published this morning?
Madam Chair?
Senator Ringo.
The A11s resolve conflict between the A4s and the A7s. The A4s and A7s were out yesterday. Furthermore, those only delete language from the bill that has been in for months and months, so we're not injecting any new language with the A11s. Again, the A11s resolve conflicts that existed between amendments that were out yesterday.
All right.
Further discussion?
Senator Farrielly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Ringo. I appreciate the clarification. Sometimes parsing a sentence changes its meaning. So what's reduced or what is eliminated may be just as important as what's added. And I would just urge the chair to show the same restraint that she's shown throughout the legislative session and not move amendments that are published the same morning.
Thank you, Senator Farrielly. I appreciate your comments. Senator Ringo has moved the Dash A11 amendments to Senate Bill 1037. Ms. Lowry, please call the roll.
Senator Atkinson, Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Ferriero?
No.
Chair Brown?
Chair votes aye. The motion carries. Any further business to come before the committee? Thank you very much. We're adjourned.